give the question to my son Avrami, and then we will. If the question has been chosen, we'll allow you to ask the question if you want to when we're there. But last time we went, it was a lot of people had a tremendous chizik from it. We went to Rabbi Yaakov Hillel. The first shachris in yeshiva, assuming that we work out the landing, will be at Vasikin tomorrow morning. Those that would like to stay up tonight and do some of the Megillah. Last week we did around 4 prakim in the Megillah. This week we hope to try to get close to finishing the Megillah. We'll do also a quick chazar in the beginning of the night, and then afterwards, b'li neder, devishter should give koyach. We're going to try to finish as much as possible of the Megillah. Anyone that wants to be woken up afterwards for Rebecca Villal, can do that. I do think it's a special opportunity to hear straight from one of the Gedolei Yisrael about different pressing topics that we might have. It's unplugged. It's Shabbos afternoon. He knows no one's recording him. He can say whatever he wants. And I think that you could gain a lot from that. So anyone would like to join us, we'll be leaving right after davening here. Or those of us that will be sleeping, we'll be meeting you there. Hopefully, someone wakes me up. So I want to speak to you about this week's parasha, Parashat HaShavua, Parashat Tetzaveh. I want to speak to you about Terumah also. Didn't we do last week? Did I speak last week?
Yes.
About what?
About
Tachash. Sas v'sameach. Shimi Holzer. Oh yeah, you said it over afterwards, right?
Yeah.
Right, so try to say this one, okay? This one's a little bit more complicated. Sure. But you can get a lot of different pieces from it. There's lots of different ideas here. So like this, we'll start over here. You know that yesterday was Tainus Tzadikim. There's such a thing called Tainus Tzadikim. A lot of people don't fast it, but I just recently heard from one of Ramesh Shapiro's Gabbai. Ramesh Shapiro's fasted all Tainus Tzadikims. Zayin Ador is Tainus Tzadikim. Anyone know why Zayin Ador is Tainus Tzadikim? Tomorrow is also Tainus Tzadikim. Now don't get any good ideas, because you don't fast on Shabbos. But and when it comes out on Chol, Tess Adar is also Tainus Tzadikim. Does anyone know why? Didn't think so. Tess Adar is Tainus Tzadikim because Boy Bayoim Nechlak Beishamayim Beis Hillel. See, there was never really huge machloikas in Klal Yisrael. Beishamayim Beis Hillel was a raging machloikas, and the first break between Beishamayim and Beis Hillel happened on Tess Adar. How they know that, I'm not 100% certain, but I'm going to try to describe to you, and this is my own chiddush, why it is that it happened dafka during this tkufa. Why it is dafka now, nechlak beis shamayin and beis hillel. And we're going to start here. Zayin Adar is when Moshe Rabbeinu was mace. So it's interesting that Shum Parshas Tetzaveh, this week's parsha, is the first time since Moshe Rabbeinu was born, and the last time in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned. In other words, it's not mentioned in Bereishis, and it's not mentioned in Noach. Why not? Wasn't alive yet. But from Parshas Shemois till the end of the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was in every single Parsha Achutz from Parshas Tetzaveh. Does anyone know why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu put his neck out, put his life on the line, and told Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mecheni no misifrecho asher kasavta. What happened was, is the Egel Azov, does anyone know who is the instigator for the Egel Azov? No, the instigator. Who's the one who started it? Erev Rav. Do you know who brought the Erev Rav in? Moshe Rabbeinu. It was Moshe's idea. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, Lech Rei Kishiches Amcho. Amcho, Moshe. The Erev Rav are the one that did this. So Moshe Rabbeinu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was furious. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mecheini no resifrecho. It's my fault. I'm going to take the blame for this. So if anyone's going to get punished, take it out on me. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not maskim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there wasn't Magefa in Klal Yisrael, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu did say, you said, Mechino Sifrecha, erase my name from your Sefer. Moshe Rabbeinu is erased. Kaviyochel, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Sefer. Where? This week's Parsha. This week's Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned one time. And that's a kiyum of Mechino Sifrecha. Why is it Tafka Parsha's Tetzaveh? Well, it works out very well with the calendar. Why does it work out well with the calendar? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was mace when Zayin Adar. It's always, Tetzaveh is always right around Zayin Adar. So Moshe Rabbeinu was mace. That's when we, Keilu Mecheni no Misifrecha, Moshe Rabbeinu is not written. But listen to this, Dover Nifla from the Goyin. This is all just Derech HaKadomah. You know how many psukim there are in this week's parsha?
101.
101 is Rosh Tevis, is Gematria? Michael. So Moshe's name doesn't, you know this one? Rabbi, say, when you write the name Moshe, it's Mem Shin Hei. Mem Shin Hei. Now that's called the Nigla of Moshe Rabbeinu's name. The Nigla is Mem Shin Hei. But the word, letter Mem, if you want to like write out the entire word, the way that you say it, is really Mem Mem. Mem. Shin is Shin Yud Nun. Shin. And Hei is Hei Aleph. Hei. So Mem Shin Hei. I'm writing like the on top is the letters that are called the Nigla, Mem Shin Hei. But the Nistar is Mem Yud Nun Aleph. Because it's Mem Mem, Shin Yud Nun, and then Hei Aleph. So what's the gematria of the Nistar of Moshe Rabbeinu? 101. Now, I don't know if anyone, aside from the Vilna Gaon, could figure that out without a computer. But the Gaon says that Moshe Rabbeinu's name doesn't say in the Torah, this week's Parsha. The gematria of Moshe's Nistar is 101, because even though Moshe's not there, Benigle, Moshe is there, Benistar. Moshe Rabbeinu's influence will always be in Klal Yisrael. But that's just like a cute dvart you could say at the Parsha. Now I want to get to what we wanted to say is as follows. The Davar Ma'od Ma'anyin is in last week's Parsha, it doesn't say the name of Aaron HaKohen. That's not as mefursam. Everyone knows, a lot of people know, that in this week's Parsha doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu's name. Last week's Parsha, lo mafi Hashem shel Aaron HaKohen. Is it Ma'anyin? What's the reason? Can you read that last week's Parsha, Aaron is not supposed to be there. This week's Parsha, Moshe is not supposed to be there. What was last week's Parsha? Last week's Parsha was all of the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdosh. This week's Parsha is all the Big Day Kohuna. There's one exception. We'll see if we get a chance to talk about it. But last week's Parsha is all of the Kalim. Vasuli Mikdosh, Veshachanti Besoicham, you build the Mizbeach, and you build the Oroin, and you build the Menorah, all last week's Parsha. This week's Parsha is the Parsha of the Begotim, Ve'ata Titzavis B'nei Yisrael, and it says in the Pasuk, Vasu, Big De Kodesh, Aaron Achicha, Lechavel, Seforas, Ve'ilatasu, Choshen, Ve'efoy, Mitznefes, Ve'avnet, that's all the Begotim. There's one exception, which is in the end of this week's Parsha. Some reason is the Mizbeach HaKtoires. Why it's there is stam, mod mod muzar. Because this week's parasha is the Begadim. Last week's parasha was all the Kalim. And some reason, the Mizbeach HaKtoires is in the end. Okay, maybe we'll get to that also. We'll see. So perhaps the pshat is as follows. In the chelik of this, I saw in the sefer called Lekach Valibu from Shore, from Flatbush. And he says the chelik of this is as follows. Last week's parsha, that's the parsha of Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron's not mentioned. Zalobish Vilo. It's not his place. This week's parsha is the parsha of Aaron HaKohen. Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned. Zalobish Vilo. This is not for him. That's the two of them. What's the pshat? The Zohar, which we mentioned, says Moshe Rabbeinu is called Shushabino de Malko. Aaron HaKohen is called Shushabino de Matronusa. That means that Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are getting married. They're coming together. There's going to be a union. So whenever there's a marriage, there's someone who has to escort. Who escorts the king? Who's the Shushbina de Malka? Moshe Rabbeinu. Who's the Shushbina de Matrenusa? Who escorts Klal Yisrael? They call the Matrenusa is like the bridemaid or the bride is Aaron HaKohen. What does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu is called Ish Elokim. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to survive without eating, without drinking. He was parish me'ishto, he was mamish like, Moshe Rabbeinu was kula ruchni, kimat kula ruchni. He was able to go into Shamayim and able to have conversations with the Malachim. He brought the Torah down, Moshe Rabbeinu. So he was shushbina de Malka. He escorted the Melech, he brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu down. Ve'yor Hashem al ahar, Hashem came down on this mountain, with who? With Moshe Rabbeinu. While Moshe's up there, Aaron's down here. What is Aaron doing when Aaron's down here? Aaron is Aaron is being mechazek Klal Yisrael. Aaron is trying to elevate Klal Yisrael. He's trying to be mekarvan la'Torah, bring them closer to the Torah. He's trying to bring them up to the mountain. Klal Yisrael has to come up while HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming down, and we're going to meet somewhere in the middle.
Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "V'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham." I need a place to live. Someone has to bring me down. Aaron is not mufi on last week's parasha because that's all about the building of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mikdash is the Makom HaShechina. The Kelim are the furniture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his bias before Aaron's name doesn't exist. This week's parasha is the Big Day Kohuna. The Big Day Kohuna is all about what the Kohen Gadol is going to wear as he does the Avodah. The Kohen Gadol is going to be Mechaper for Klal Yisrael. So all the Begadim are Shaykh to Basar Vedam. These are the Begadim of that Klal Yisrael is going to be using. That's all Shushbina de Matrinusa. That's Aaron, not Moshe. That's why last week's parasha doesn't mention Moshe, it doesn't mention Aaron. This week's parasha doesn't mention Moshe. Those are these two different ideas. Now we have the following thing. The Chiddush Arim brings down that Moshe Rabbeinu came back in this world in a nitzutz of Moshe Rabbeinu. As the Beis Medrash of Shammai, as the Demus of Shammai. And Aaron came back in this world as the Demus of Hillel. Where do we see that? Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, Loi ish dvarim anoichi. Loi ish dvarim anoichi, you take the sof tevos of the word Loi ish dvarim anoichi, is Shammai. And by Aaron, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Hu yia lecha lepeh, that Aaron will be for you a pair, a mouthpiece, that's Hillel. So Moshe Rabbeinu is a nitzutz, or Shammai is a nitzutz of Moshe. And Hillel is a nitzutz of Aaron. So we have in these two parashas, Moshe and Aaron, Hillel and Shammai. Why is it nechlak Hillel and Shammai right here? There's some sort of disconnect between Hillel and Shammai. I'd like to be Matzia. That disconnect is the Ketores. Now, this is a little deep. The Mizbeach HaKetores is in this week's parasha. Why is it in this week's parasha? It's the Mizbeach HaKetores is part of the furniture. That should be in last week's parasha. With Parashat Truma, with all the other Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mizbeach HaKetores is in this week's parasha. Ma pitom. How many different ingredients are there in the Mizbeach HaKetores? Does anyone know? 11. 11 ingredients. Now we're going to try something deep. How many days is the discrepancy between the lunar calendar and the solar calendar?
11.
365, 354. Now we're going deep, my friends. The lunar calendar is the moon. The solar calendar is the sun. The sun is mashpia on the moon. The sun gives its light to the moon. So if you have a relationship between Hashem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which one would you say is ki'ilu, kaviyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koach? The sun. And Klal Yisrael is dome to the moon. That's why in this Matzah Shabbos we're going to bench Kiddush Levana, and we're going to talk about how just like the Levana has to get back its light, we're going to get back our light because we're like the moon. Just like the moon waxes and wanes, Klal Yisrael gets stronger, gets weaker, and hopefully we're going to get back our koach. We're nimshala to the moon. Kadosh Baruch Hu is like the Shemesh. So we have this relationship, right? Which is Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need a Shushbina de Malka, Shushbina de Matrenusa, and there's a discrepancy between them of 11 days. What is supposed to bridge the gap between the two of them? The Ketores. Ketores is the 11 ingredients of the Ketores. What does that mean? So there's one very fascinating ingredient in the Ketores, which we would think doesn't belong. Does anyone know what that is? The Chelbana. Why doesn't it belong? Because it says Chelbana Reichon Ra. Chelbana has a bad smell. Rabbi told me, what do you have a bad smell in the Beis HaMikdash for? And the Mizbeach HaKetores was just for the Ketores. And the Ketores is Reichon Ra, or the Chelbana is Reichon Ra. And we put it in because Klal Yisrael has amongst them, says the Gemara, Poishe Yisrael. So we're saying here's the following thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his Mishkan one piece of furniture that's what I'm going to call the guest room. This is the guest room. this piece of furniture is for Klal Yisrael. That's why, which parsha does HaKadosh Baruch Hu write about it? In this week's parsha. It's not V'asuli Mikdosh V'shochanti B'soicham. No. As a matter of fact, the Bush of Ice is Medayik in the Rambam. The mitzvah of building a Beis HaMikdosh only includes the Kalim in last week's parsha. V'asuli Mikdosh V'shochanti B'soicham is that parsha. It includes the menorah, it's part of the mitzvah. It includes the Shulchan. Does not include the Mizbeach HaKetoros. Because this is part of the guest room. This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us place to be able to try to connect with Him, is through the Mizbeach HaKetoros. There's a gap of 11 days. And that gap, if it's not, there's no chibur, bo nechlak Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That's when there's the machloikes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We're trying to create a chibur. And Bezrat Hashem, when Mashiach comes, then we're going to understand better. That's why it's Sof Tevos of Moshe, Lo Yish Dvar Manochi is Shammai. Because it's only Lasid Lavoi when we're going to be able to get together Moshe and Aaron. We're going to be Zoicha Bezrat Hashem, that they'll both be with us. We'll be Zoicha to the Beis HaMikdosh when it's being rebuilt. Those of you that were here when I spoke on Sunday night, so we also spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu being Gavoa and Aaron being very Rachav. Right, we spoke about the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu is kashur to Shemayim, and Aaron is kashur to Aretz, the Bnei Yisoschar, right, from the beginning of this week's parasha. So, Beis Hashem, when we're able to be machaber Shemayim and Aretz, we'll be zochet to bayom ahu yia Hashem echad ushmo echad, we'll be zochet to the binyan Beis Hamikdash b'mheira yameinu. Amen.
Yeah.